You are now listening to Productivity Boss Moves with Robert Price. For more, visit robertprice.co.
Welcome to Productivity Boss Moves. This is your host, Productivity Coach Robert Price. First off, I just want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Fathers are, you know, so overlooked for those fathers that are present and are there. Those fathers are so overlooked. And I think it's something I didn't realize until I became a father. And so I really just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you to all the fathers who do what you do, for your children and for your, you know, your households. But maybe sometimes don't get the credit that you deserve for just being there and putting all that you're putting into, being a father. Sometimes fathers aren't appreciated in life until much later, as I actually had a conversation with my dad here sometime in the last year just about this very thing. So I just want to say that off the top, but today's episode is actually going to be a recording that I put out earlier this week that's really you're going to be a fly on the wall in a conversation that I had with the coaching client just regarding how to be a good ground hearer. Now, for those of you who didn't grow up in church, that sentence might not make sense to you. Like, how to be a good ground hearer, what does that even mean? Well, it comes from this scripture passage in the Bible in Matthew chapter 13. Where there's these, Jesus is telling this parable, and there's four different types of hearers in this parable. And meaning, hey, Jesus is sharing information, and he's breaking down the likelihood that the people who are listening are going to take it and do something with it. They're going to take action, they're going to benefit from it in their lives. So the first person is the hearer who it doesn't even go in. It just kind of, you drop the seeds and they kind of fall by the wayside. It's, you know, the birds come by and scoop it up. It's almost like it didn't even, you know, go in. And then you have the hearers that where it falls on rocky ground, where it hits the ground, but the ground is so tough, right? There's so much blocking that seed that it can't even get in. Then you have the thorny ground where it goes in, but then, you know, maybe the opinions of others, maybe life happens and it just kind of gets choked out. So the benefit is not gotten at that level either. And then talk about the fourth level, the good ground hearer. Where the seed, it goes in, the person uses it, and they benefit from the information they receive. So there's a science behind that, right? And the reality is only a certain percentage of people, 25% based on this parable, are actually going to take information and do anything with it when it comes forth. And so this episode is all about that. So I'm just going to stop speaking right now and allow you guys to enjoy that conversation. And I'll be back at the end with the Productivity Boss Move of the Week. The further away we get away from that information, the more likely it is we do absolutely nothing with it at all.
Can you dive deeper on that? That just stuck with me, like the further away you get from the information.
Absolutely. Well, there's stuff that you get excited about all the time, right? Like, for instance, I'll tell you this. So this is a trick that I learned a long time ago, just from a spiritual development perspective, but you can use this as it relates to any subject matter. I just learned this in church. So when I was in grad school in Delaware, I started going to this church, and I was going there by myself. Like, I wasn't close to my family when I moved there. And when I went, I was just locked in. I had my notebook and I would just take notes, right? And then I would go home. And literally, I didn't have nobody to hang out with, per se. At least not initially, when I first moved there. So what I would do is I would take the notebook back out and I would actually read the notes. And because I was reading it like immediately after, I don't know about that, where I was more likely and more provoked to take action on the material, because I was like, I was just like, oh, okay. I opened it up, and then I would call a friend and start talking about what was in my notes, what the message was about, right? So it was like three things, and I didn't even know what I was doing at the time. I was just doing this because I was excited about this word that I was receiving. But I realized recently, like, you know, just started committing to some of the basics in my life again, right? And recently, we watched a message, and the pastor, the pastor, he said something about what you watch. He was just talking about guarding your ear gates, your eye gates, and like what you watch, guarding what you put in. And he was talking about how some people, they're watching things that produces worries, and now all of a sudden they're worried. And they don't know why, but it's like all they're pouring into them is like The Walking Dead and like just stuff that got you all messed up, right? And plus the news, right? So garbage in, garbage out, right? You got all of that. So immediately after I reinstituted this practice, right? I pulled up the notes. I started reading the notes. I can't tell you how on fire I was from that message, just by simply taking notes as the message was coming forward and then like reading them right after. Like, it made me feel like, okay, I need to apply this now. And let me tell you something. As it was over, right? There's a person, I'm not trying to dime this person out, but there's a person that I know, I'm just going to say that started watching something that was just like, you know, just in the category of what the pastor was talking about right after the message was over. Right after. There was no pause in between. It was like the message and then boom. Okay, boom. We're watching this now. And so what I realized in that moment is literally whatever we hear initially, they say only 20% sticks with you, right? But I think that is true, right? That only 20% sticks with you. Like, that you can't recall any of the other things said besides the 20%. But I also believe that 20% is drowned out when you pour trash into yourself. Like, you don't even retain the 20%. Like, you retain next to nothing. If somebody asks you, hey, what was the service about? You have to sit there and think for like 10 minutes on what was spoken about, because it was just drowned out by the action that you took afterwards. So I'm a firm believer that when you write things down, like you're on a call like this, right? You're listening, you're writing stuff down. The next thing is to literally, this call is shut down, boom, read your notes. That's the next thing. And then the thing after that is now you start setting up your plan. Okay, I'm going to do my schedule at X time because this is the action that I must take based on this information. I need to go to bed by X time because, you know, just you're more likely to do that stuff when you, boom, immediately right after you're taking action. And I was teaching myself that, not even knowing that at that time when I was in Delaware. But that is a fact of life. Like, if you don't review those notes right after, because here's another thing I realized. When I review my notes right after, I'm also more likely to review them at some point during the week, an additional time. Like, most of us don't even think, like, we got so much notes, we're intaking so much that we're just moving on to the next thing. Like, that's a part of the learning process. When you write down notes, you read the notes, and then you take action, right? Here's the thing. I just made this up right now, but I'm in the zone. So there's four steps to the learning process. You're writing notes as you're listening to something. You review those notes right after. You're taking action on those. The next step is teach somebody else. Because when you teach somebody else, you learn it twice. And you get to know that you know that you know that when you get to that point where you teach somebody else. But here's the thing. There's a huge step that you cannot use to teach something. You can't use the information to teach somebody else if you don't take this step. And it is the third step, which is take action. Right? You could hear it, you could take notes, but if you don't take action, you can't teach anybody because you don't have any examples to go off of when you're teaching the information. And most people learn by examples. They can't learn through theory or concepts. They have to learn by, oh, that's what it looks like for another person to do this. Here's how I can apply it to my life.
Thank you.
Hey guys, I'm back with your productivity boss move of the week. I hope you really enjoyed that episode. But here is the boss move of the week. It is for you to take the information you just learned and to apply it to one area of learning in your life this week. I want you to stop. I want you to think. I want you to visualize, what is the area in my life that I'm going to apply this information to this week? And I want you to write that area down and follow through on it, right? Because it's not enough to dream. We must do something about it. I'm Robert Price, your productivity coach, helping you focus on what matters most. Everybody, have a productive week. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Productivity Boss Moves. If you have any questions, topic suggestions, or just want to say hello, visit robertprice.co. If you haven't done so already, please take a minute and leave a quick rating and review of the show on Apple Podcasts or any other platform you listen to.